Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It's so good to have you with us. Our very first program of 2017. Very excited about the national championship coming up on Monday night. So we are now going to turn our attention to some college football. We're going to get a preview of the big game. We're also going to recap a number of games, especially the Rose Bowl. And we've got to take time. We've got to carve out and take some time to talk about Lane Kiffin, because he's the gift that just keeps on giving. We never get enough of Lane Kiffin. And my USC Trojan that I always turn to and I can count on is Steve Bortstein. He is with Fox Sports New Mexico, a proud alum of USC, a proud Trojan. Good evening, Steve. Nice to have you back with us in 2017.
Good to hear your voice. Good to be on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, we have certainly missed you. And first and foremost, give us your takeaways on that incredible game with ultimately USC winning. I mean, how would you summarize with what you witnessed?
What I witnessed was an epic. I think that's first and foremost. And on behalf of the University of Southern California, I would like to thank all the other universities in the Pac-12 conference for babysitting for the last 7 years. Uh-huh. But Daddy's home now, so we'll take it from here now. And they'll send the men in charge to do what the boys couldn't do for the last 7 or 8 years. But in seriousness, I mean, I don't ever want to play Penn State ever again. That was an epic. And you got to give a lot of credit to James Franklin.
Yes.
and his coaching staff. I mean, like, a lot of those kids were remnants of the Bill O'Brien years after the Joe Paterno scandal broke. So, a big congratulations to Penn State, because what they did this season was remarkable. You know, winning all those games in a row, getting the victory in the Big Ten championship game. So, I mean, big props to them. That was an absolute epic of a football game.
Did you think ultimately that the Trojans would prevail, because it was quite a rally from a 14-point deficit and that last-second field goal?
Well, I mean, you know, going into the fourth quarter, we were down 14 at that point. I thought, you know, obviously, I didn't expect James Franklin to go into prevent mode, because they hadn't done that. You know, they played aggressive defense,
sure,
in the third quarter of the game, and I thought they would stay on that, but they played prevent defense. And Alyssa, you and I have watched enough college football in our lives to know that all you're doing in that is preventing a victory, and it just seemed like they opened the door a little bit for USC. And Sam Darnold, what an incredible season he's had. And, you know, he's certainly stamping himself now as possibly a Heisman favorite for next year. And, you know, we certainly hope that's going to be the case. And, just a tremendous rally. But it was largely aided by, you know, Penn State letting USC back into the game when they had no reason to.
Fox Sports New Mexico, Steve Bortstein is with us in 2017 at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And always an open invitation. Hey, go check out our podcast page. That is at podcastarena.com. And, Steve, where can our fans across the country connect with you?
Oh, you can find our show on the iHeartRadio app. You can go to our website at foxsports1340.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at fox1340am. We've got, obviously, a lot of stuff going on. My regular weekday morning show airs 9 a.m. to noon Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch it on our website, again, at foxsports1340.com. I also do a horse racing show Saturday and Sunday mornings on that same website through the iHeartRadio app. And that airs from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Well, the Rose Bowl, Steve, it certainly was a game. It lived up to all the hype. And as we were just talking about, it was an epic game, epic win, and it really showcased two very solid football teams playing at a high level and really competing all the way to the end. How do you think this compares to Rose Bowls from the past?
Well, it's funny. It's 11 years ago today that Texas beat USC in that epic 2006.
Is that 11 years ago? Wow.
11 years ago.
Oh,
I know. It seems like time's flown. And, you know, I mean, that's compared, you know, to the great ones. That's, you know, that's ESPN and all the, you know, national shows every year. They always show the best bowl games of all time. And that's usually one or two on the list. So I think we're going to look back the same way at this Rose Bowl in much the same capacity. So I don't think I'm overhyping it by saying it's one of those classic football games that's going to stand up to the test of time.
So what does this do for the USC program, as you talked about? I mean, they've had their struggles throughout the years, but what is ahead for them? Because it has been a very tough journey.
Well, I mean, you and I know this from, you know, being alums at prestigious universities with football programs, sports programs of the like. You know, it's all about primetime television. It's all about exposure. And I can't imagine there's a 16 or 17-year-old kid who has, you know, interviews coming up with USC or other schools that isn't now going to seriously take a look at USC and say, okay, they're back. You know, the demons of the past are over now. Same thing with Penn State. I can't imagine there's a kid in the northeast part of the country that isn't going to take a more serious look now at Penn State. And I think, you know, you're talking about two of the more prestigious programs, historically relevant, important programs, and, you know, kids would have had some trepidation maybe about Penn State before. They would certainly have had their trepidations about USC in the last several years. But I think those days now may be gone. And if you're a 16, 17-year-old kid playing football now and you want to be a wide receiver or a quarterback, you're seriously going to look at USC now much more so than maybe you would have 5, 6, 7 years ago when the scandal broke.
Okay, so what is the perception of the USC program at this point? Are they back to being one of the top teams in the country?
I think so. I think when the next polls come out in August for the upcoming season, it would not shock me if USC was, you know, maybe 2 or 3 on that poll based on the victory in the Rose Bowl.
Wow.
Based on the fact they won, you know, 8, 9 games in a row towards the end of the season. Certainly a lot of stability now with the head coaching position with Clay Helton there. It appears that all the demons of the past are out now at that university, the Sarkisian era, the Kiffin era, the Orgeron era, which went badly. I think those demons are gone now. So I think, you know, so long as SC continues on this path and they start off 2017, you know, the way they finished 2016, then I think things are going to look very much up now for the University of Southern California. Plus, you have a lot of tumult now with some of the other Pac-12 schools. Oregon's gone through some coaching changes of recently. There's a lot of speculation that Jim Mora may be looking to get out at UCLA. Certainly, Washington's a big player right now with Chris Peterson and the job that he did up there, getting into the college football playoff. So I think the landscape of the Pac-12 conference has significantly changed, but it's very likely that USC could find themselves as a head of the class going into 2017.
You bring up a great point. You were talking about with USC, they had, what, 9 straight wins. And I think ahead, you know, in 2017, they're going to return a large part of their talent and most importantly, their quarterback. And so I just have to wonder, I mean, you're saying in that preseason poll, you know, the number 2 slot or 3, I mean, you believe that they're going to be in the hunt for a national championship next year? And if so, I mean, are you talking that they could win it?
I mean, look, it's a long way off. Obviously, a lot of things have to happen. But yeah, I mean,
but they've got an impressive quarterback.
Right, and had it not been, you know, maybe if Max Brown doesn't start against Alabama, maybe if it's Sam Darnold who starts. Don't forget, Max Brown was the starting quarterback who played the first 3 games of the season before he was finally benched for Sam Darnold. Maybe things are different. Maybe the entire season is totally different. I'm not saying they would have beaten Alabama. They got crushed by Alabama, and deservedly so in that first game. They looked vastly unprepared. USC did in that opening game, and they got blown out 52-6 in that game. So I don't think that would have made much of a difference. But yeah, I think 2017 bodes very well for the Trojans, and I think you'd have to consider them one of the favorites for perhaps national championship honors going into that 2017 season. You mentioned it. They're going to bring back Sam Darnold. They're going to bring back a number of offensive weapons. From the early accounts of things, the recruiting numbers are very strong right now. So I think, I think you're definitely looking at certainly the Pac-12 favorites for 2017. And if that's any indication of, you know, recent years past, then that puts them in the national championship picture and certainly in the college football playoff picture.
Okay, we are shining the spotlight on the USC Trojans, also giving a recap of the Rose Bowl, that impressive performance. Let's get your evaluation of their quarterback in Sam Darnold. I mean, how good is he, and who does he remind you of, Steve?
He reminds me of Andrew Luck a lot in his days with Stanford. He's not shy about stepping up in the pocket a little bit. He can scramble. He doesn't scramble necessarily to, you know, get yards. He does occasionally run, but he scrambles mainly up into the pocket. He does a lot of that rolling out to the right thing that allows a receiver to get an extra step on a defender. He steps up into the pocket very well. So in that sense, he reminds me a lot of an early Andrew Luck in his days at Stanford. He reminds me a lot of, a number of quarterbacks who have done that in the past, who had success doing that in the past. So I think the Andrew Luck comparison is very fair. And I think, you know, as he continues to get better, which is shocking, if he continues to get better, you're looking at a major player, I think, you know, in the quarterback war down the road here. But he reminds me a lot of Andrew Luck. I think there's a little bit of RG3 in him, and the ability to make plays, the ability that he had at Baylor, you know, to make plays with his feet and be able to read the pocket and step away from pressure a little bit. So I think those are 2 very favorable comparisons.
The college football conversation continues with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.